On the News Hour here at Premier Christian Radio, Dave Rose in for Rick Easter alongside Des. And Des, we're going to try once again for our guest on Iraq this afternoon.
That's right. We're going to try and speak to Bishop Angelos. He's the General Bishop of the Coptic Orthodox Church in the United Kingdom. We want to speak to him because Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond says the UK is ready to send military help to the Kurds in Iraq. Kurdish forces have been at the forefront of efforts to halt the Islamic State advance on Mount Sinjar. Let's see if we can speak to him now.
Okay, let's make the call again. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Bishop Angelos, please?
Speaking.
Hello, Bishop. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. You have released a statement calling on Christians to remember the anniversary of the situation in Egypt. Christians will remember communities whose churches and places of ministries were attacked last year, this time last year, when the uprising took place in Egypt. But this comes as there's chaos in many other parts of the Middle East, including Iraq, as we speak. The Foreign Secretary in Brussels is urging European governments to take coordinated action to the crisis in Iraq. Let's talk about Iraq first. Would you agree with arming the Kurds from a European point of view?
I would rather not get into conversations of armament. What really concerns me as a church leader, as a Christian, is that people are there and they're suffering. They are they're in need of support, provisions, protection. They're in need of, as the Foreign Secretary says, a coordinated effort. Now, whether that is a military solution or not is not for me to comment on, but I think we can't see people suffering in this way as Christians and not do as much as we can to support them personally and to advocate for them to be supported in other ways.
There has been an issue raised over the last number of weeks that when it came to Muslims being persecuted in Syria over a year ago, and there was a call for the British government to do something about it, and they didn't. And once it came to Christians being persecuted in Iraq, suddenly Europe took a lot more of an interest.
Well, I think what you'll find is the situation in Iraq isn't as simple. It's not really the Christians at the moment. The Christians were being forced out of their villages and their places about a month ago. The current situation is to do more with the Yazidis. And that is, so it's not about Christian or Muslim at the moment. I think it's about a greater risk approaching the Kurds. But, you know, again, and as I said in my statement and I say now, whether it's Christians, Muslims, Kurds, Baha'is, people of no faith at all who are persecuted. If you notice that at the end of my statement, I said that I would hope that those doing the persecution, we pray for them that one day they realize the sanctity and the value that God has given to every life. And that is regardless of creed or race. So that's the same precept that we have in calling for people to be helped and advocating for them.
You mentioned in your statement that the Christians that were affected in last year's crisis in Egypt did not retaliate to the attacks they received.
Absolutely. That was superhuman, actually. I always tell people there was no coordinated effort to tell people not to react. They just didn't react because this is the Christianity they've been living for centuries, and they lived at a very practical level on those days. We had a visit of His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales here to our centre last December to show solidarity for Christians in the Middle East, and he made that very same comment, that it was refreshing to see people living their faith until today. And I think the fact that they lived that faith and they faced that persecution without retaliating and actually even showing love and forgiveness meant that the violence didn't spiral as we have seen it in other places.
We could be forgiven maybe, and sometimes for the amount of news and footage that we're seeing on a daily basis, for thinking that that is not the way that Muslims are dealing with the situation in various parts of the Middle East at the moment. But the majority of Muslims, I'm sure, had the same reaction as the Christians had a year ago in Egypt.
Well, in Egypt a year ago, what happened is that there was an attempt to disperse pro-Morsi protests. And as a result, the Islamists then scapegoated the Christians. So the attacks a year ago were only on Christians in Christian places. There are, of course, Muslims who were very supportive. There were Muslims who completely rejected the violence, who denounced it, who came out in support of the Christians. But the attacks were purely on Christian communities throughout Egypt.
Okay, Bishop Angelos, the General Bishop of the Coptic Orthodox Church in the United Kingdom, thank you for joining us on the NewsHour today.
Thank you for your time.